Hi, Mary Lynn. It's Maureen from CJMQ. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. So it's really an honor to talk to you. I was just reading a little bit about your biography. You're only 13 years old, and you're from Kingston, Ontario, but you're the youngest member of the Canadian Country Music Association, the CCMA.
Yeah.
So you became part of that last August?
Yep.
That's quite nice. Your family must be really proud of you.
I hope so.
Now, you've written a song, I Want a Boy for Christmas, so that's your Christmas song, and that's a pretty interesting song. You're 13 years old. You also wrote the song, too, and you not only sing it, but you wrote it. So that's quite interesting.
Thank you.
Is that what you want for Christmas, a boy?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you're 13 years old, so that's a normal want for Christmas, and I think a lot of other ladies that are older, too, would like a boy or a man in their life, too. So that's a great song for Christmas. It's a little bit of an unusual song, so definitely I loved it when I heard it.
Thank you.
Now, you come from a musical family. Both your mother and your grandmother, they were both singers, so I guess you come by it naturally.
Yes, I guess it's just been passed down the generations.
That's wonderful. They must be very proud of you. Now, you started at 10. You were in a local talent contest. Tell us about that.
Well, one day, my mom and I, we just decided that we were going to go watch her friend sing.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to leave to go pick up my little brother.
Mm-hmm.
So she asked me if I wanted to stay with her friends and then she'd come back and get me, or if I wanted to come with her. And I decided that I was going to stay with her friends.
Okay.
And then my mom was a pretty good singer, so there was a singing competition going on, and her friends, I guess, decided that, oh, if her mom can sing, she must be able to sing too. So then they stuck me up on stage and made me sing, and I won.
Oh, really? Great.
And then I had to come back,
okay.
And then I won again.
Whoa.
And then I had to come back for the finals, and I didn't win, but that's where I met Brian Dolph,
mm-hmm.
who is a friend who's helping me out with my music. And
okay, so that's your manager?
Yeah.
Great. So that's the first time you sang, and you sang in public, and you actually won. That's quite something. You must have been very surprised. And
yeah.
Wow.
I was not expecting to be put up on stage, and my mom's friends, they called up my mom, and
mm-hmm.
I was on stage, and my mom was very nervous for me.
She must have been excited and nervous and certainly
yeah.
not expecting it. So you didn't have time to get nervous when you went up on stage, really.
No, not at all.
That's a good thing. So that was at 10 years old. So definitely you play the guitar, too. And interestingly enough, you have a name for your guitar. And when I saw your website there, the guitar is blue. So what's the name of your guitar?
My old guitar?
Mm-hmm.
My first guitar, its name is Little Blue.
Okay. So you have another one now. You've gone through your first guitar. You're on to your second one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that I'd upgrade, and I called that one Lucky.
Okay. Well, it is Lucky.
Yeah,
what was the song?
I got it.
Yeah. What was the song that you sang when you went into the talent contest, the first song?
I sang one by Dolly Parton.
Okay.
Me and Little Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And I sang another one by Tammy Wynette called Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad.
Wow. So have you always liked country music? Or?
Yes, I love country music, and I've always grown up listening to country music.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're even branching out, too. I see that you're acting, you're modeling, and you got an acting spot in the movie Milo in 2007.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you done some acting professionally since then? Or?
Not really. I've been doing a few
mm-hmm.
Concerts and stuff here
okay.
in Kingston, but nothing really like too professional. I've been just kind of focusing more on my music.
Good. Well, that helps you with your music too, especially getting up on stage. So you also wrote another song, A Daughter's Prayer, and you're the fourth generation in a military family?
Yep.
Wow. So what's that like?
It's kind of hard at times,
yeah.
But it's also great.
Good. So definitely a lot of inspiration coming from your family too then?
Lots.
Good. Do you have a busy year ahead of you so far, 2011?
I think so. I think I'm coming into a pretty busy year.
Okay. And I guess you must practice an awful lot, practice singing, practice playing the guitar?
I do. I spend hours at it every single day.
I would imagine. And songwriting, too. You probably have some other songs that you're working on right now.
Yes, tons of them.
Oh, tons of them at once. Okay. Well, I guess that's the way it has to be when you're inspired. You have to jot down your thoughts right away.
Exactly.
Good. Are you coming out with a full album in the future, maybe? Or?
For sure in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Next month, I'll be doing two more songs. And
okay.
We'll be coming up with an EP.
Good. That's exciting. An EP.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody wants to find out some more information, is this a correct website, www.cafemusicgroup.com?
Yep.
Okay, good.
I should be on there. And also, if anybody has Facebook, Marilyn mm-hmm. Neal, MySpace, Marilyn Neal.
Okay.
CanadianCountryMusic.com, Marilyn Neal, and iTunes.
Good. Well, you can get to you in a lot of places. That's great. Marilyn Neal. So wonderful. So has the song been played a lot in your area? You're from Kingston, Ontario?
Yeah. It hasn't been played as much in my hometown as it has been everywhere else.
Okay. For some reason? Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of odd because it's been played a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
But my hometown isn't really picked up on it yet, I guess.
Okay, well, that's very exciting, and you're only 13 years old. My goodness, what a great career. Is this something that you're thinking of doing as a full-time career?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's definitely a great start to it. You're a hard worker and a lot of inspiration, too, so I'm sure you're going to make it.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Mary Lynn?
No, just thanks so much for talking to me. And
well, thank you, and wish you all the luck with your music in the future.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
This year
bye.
For Christmas,
bye.
I was hoping for something a little special. I want a boy for Christmas underneath the tree. Make him really special. Someone just for me. I want a boy. Maybe kind of tall. A boy who loves to shop and take me to the mall. I want a boy for Christmas with short brown hair. Someone sweet.